Hi everyone, welcome back to Bingeable, where Emmy and I talk through our favorite shows, the newest shows, the shows we hate, all of the above. And today we're going to be talking about a show that we love, 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 the most heartwarming show of 2020, and the newly minted Golden Globe winner, Jason Sudeikis, in his show Ted Lasso. But before we get into that, we just are going to do a quick roundup of the Golden Globes. So hope you enjoy.
Hello, everybody. Cannot wait to unpack the winners.
Yes.
Just further proof that we are watching the right shows, I feel like, based on who won.
Yeah, I mean, even the nominees, I feel like we're really killing it with our selection. Although I will say, yes, before we say anything, I think we just need to preface this by saying the HFPA is a bunch of clowns. They have no black members, which is not shocking, but it's also disgusting. But what's weird about the Golden Globes is I feel like everyone's aware that it's kind of a joke. If you win one, it's kind of a big deal. You know, they say Golden Globe winner, blah, blah. So there is some prestige to it. It's a very weird thing.
I feel like it's just such an old Hollywood, like, dinosaur of an award show.
Yeah.
And it's just been around for so long and, you know, was the marker of a great performance for so long. And it's the only, well, I guess not the only award show, but it's, I feel like, the most televised award show that includes TV and movies.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of, and usually it's the award show that all the celebrities are allowed to drink at. So I feel like it used to be my, like, favorite to actually watch.
Yeah, totally.
But I feel like a lot of people, including us, kind of protested watching this year because A, a lot of things were not included that should have been included. B, the Hollywood foreign press is a joke at this point. They clearly just slept through all of 2020. And C, it was pretty much virtual. So there wasn't that element of all of our favorite celebrities getting together and getting drunk.
Totally.
You know?
Yeah, completely. There was some pretty good fashion, which is shocking because I feel like it was for the Emmys in 2020 that people didn't really dress up and they just did a sort of pajama situation.
Yeah.
But people really showed up for this.
Really showed up. Like, I feel like it was such a good fashion moment. I mean, Anya Taylor-Joy looked insane. I think Viola Davis wore my favorite dress that I've ever seen her in, that, like, bright, colorful, patterned ensemble.
That was amazing.
Elle Fanning, I want to get married in that dress. I loved Daniel Levy's suit color.
Oh, yeah.
That bright neon green chartreuse, I believe it's called.
Yes. Yeah, I loved Regina King.
Yeah. I thought a lot of people had very fun fashion moments and, like, really brought it. At some point, we do have to bring fashion back because that industry is suffering too. So I was so excited that people really took to putting on amazing outfits.
I agree. There were a couple of surprises. Like, Catherine O'Hara, we knew was going to win. I feel like everybody was looking for another shit sweep, like, at the Emmys, and it won Best Comedy. But just to bring it on around, Jason Sudeikis won for Ted Lasso, which was absolutely delightful to see.
Ted Lasso was just such, it was the first show that I personally really got into in 2021, and even though it was made in 2020, like, it just was the least I needed on life. It was just, like, such a positive message and energy. And it was just, like, all good, the show. And so I was kind of glad that he won.
And I also feel like he needed a win based on the Olivia Wilde, Harry Styles situation that seems to be unfolding. He was giving off some kind of, like, sad divorced dad vibes in the hoodie. But, like, I love him. And so, you know, whatever he needs to do to get from one day to the next. And I'm sure this is helpful.
Well, my mom was like, I feel like he was definitely high. And, like, I would be, too, if I was going through what he's going through. And I was like, okay. But just to clarify, before we get started, he is apparently seeing this girl, Keely.
Oh.
Who is his friend. You have to look it up. Because I read that he was seeing this girl, Keely, which is one of the main girls in Ted Lasso's name. So I was like, what are the odds? Is this just, like, an English name that I never knew existed? And there are just, like, all these Keelys out there? Like, and then I read that they were really good friends for a long time. And he named the character of Keely after her.
Oh.
And now they're apparently a flirtation or, like, a starting to date or something.
That's some good tea.
I mean, I need you to look it up.
Wow. I feel like Ted Lasso is the show we never knew we needed until 2020. I watched the first episode and I was so cynical and I was just like, what is this? I don't get it. Is it like sarcastically sweet? And then I was like, oh, no. It is just the most earnest thing I've ever seen. It's just exactly as heartwarming as it appears to be.
And like the whole show, you wait for something bad to happen or some like outrage or some like seeing a dark side. And then you're just like met with this. And obviously there are some sad and there are slightly dark moments. But you are just met with love and lights at the end of the tunnel and, like, perseverance and optimism.
Every single person in it is just the most charming and the most likable. And I agree. I was, like, kind of waiting for the other shoe to drop and then a new character would come in and I'd be like, oh, this is the person that, like, is gonna make something bad happen. And be like, no, no. The only person who is bad is her ex-husband, who we know is bad from the beginning. So that's not even a surprise.
Well, and I read this article and it was like, so are we gonna see a different side to Ted Lasso? And the creator was like, I want you guys to understand, Ted Lasso is Ted Lasso. Like, we don't want to change him. We don't want success to change him. We don't want, you know, pain or hurt to shit. Like, this is a guy who is exactly who he is, and we want this character to remain true to himself the whole show.
I love that.
Like, the life of the show.
Yeah.
And it's also so important to have these type of characters, especially now, just that, like, it's cool to be kind. As silly as that can sound, it's so true.
It's so true. I feel like everybody has had such a depressing year, and you know, not even just this year, but the past 4 years, the past 6 years, things have just seemed so dark and so divisive. And it's like, we'll never agree, we'll never be nice to each other again. And then you watch something like this, and I feel like even the most soulless seeming person, I feel like, could watch this and be like, it's charming, it's heartwarming. Like, you literally have to not have a heart to not like this show.
Well, and I also wonder, like, I don't know when they wrote this show, when they created this show, because I know it was, like, based off an NBC sketch. But, like, they had to have started making it before 2020. And just the timing of, like, when it came out and when people got the opportunity to watch it.
Impeccable.
It's just truly impeccable. And like you said, so many people had recommended I watch this show. And I just was like, I hate sports. I hadn't really seen Jason Sudeikis in that much. The trailer didn't do it for me as much. And then I watched the first episode and I felt the same as you. I was like, okay, like, I'll watch the second one because it's a 30-minute show. And then by the second one, I think it's when he, like, told Sam to be a goldfish. And I was like, oh, it's good. This show's going to be for me. I am here for it.
It's so good. I think when he started bringing Rebecca cookies every morning, and then when we find out that he's baking the cookies, I was like, oh my god, this is the best thing I've ever seen. This is the cutest thing.
And it's also something that men and women and, like, vastly different people, different types of people, different interests, like, everyone can find something they absolutely love in this show.
Totally agree. I will say that I think one of my favorite elements is Juno Temple, who plays Keely. Speaking of Keelys,
she is just
a joy to watch. She's the cutest thing in the world. She's so good. She's so unique. She's so specific.
And I love how her and Ted Lasso, so random, because at the beginning, like, Keely is not necessarily, you learn more, like, why she loves the team and is so close to everyone on the team, but, like, they're just kind of immediate bond, and, like, she's kind of the brightness girl version of him, and they just, like, both want to help people, they both want to support people, they both see the good in people. Keely and Rebecca, there are only really two main female characters in the show, and they're both such strong women in completely different ways. Keely just is exactly who she is, and of course she has, like, human moments, but she just is a force at this, like, she doesn't rely on anyone else. She takes care of all these men most of the time, and she just is such a, like, you can just tell she is a woman who, like, genuinely enjoys life and is very happy, and she constantly builds Rebecca up.
Right, I loved their dynamic, and I love how I feel like Keely and Ted both just, like, wear people down with their authenticity and their kindness, and the way that Keely and Rebecca sort of become allies and friends is so, so cute. And I just loved Rebecca, her whole arc, because even though at the beginning you know that the reason she brought Ted in was so that the team would do horribly to get back at her ex and blah, 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 but you just know Ted is going to wear her down. And so when he does, yeah. It's just, even though you know it's going to happen, it's still so satisfying to watch.
And her emotions, like Rebecca's emotions, we get to see such a range, and they're all so genuine. Like, she does go through heartbreaking things, and she does have a harder side to her. But you also see this woman who has a very genuinely sweet, loving side, especially when Ted has his panic attack and she just, like, completely takes care of him. I also think this show randomly has some of the best communication I've ever seen on TV. Like, no one is holding in, I mean, Rebecca's holding in this secret, but they all talk out their problems, is what I noticed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I loved the Keely, Jamie, Roy love triangle because it never really got that dramatic. You know what I mean? Like, it kind of just...
Because they were all honest.
Exactly. And I loved even Jamie, like, even though he's douchey and you, like, roll your eyes at him and, you know, they're picking on...
Oh, Nate.
Nate. Yeah, he's picking on Nate and Roy and whatever. But, like, you still just, there's something about him that's just, you just love to watch.
He does have a sweet side and he has a hard side. Everyone on the show has a sweet side. I mean, that is very clear.
Yeah. Every character had their own specific thing that I loved. Higgins is hilarious and his dynamic with Rebecca.
Oh, my.
And... I love Coach Beard, and I love Coach Beard and Ted's dynamic.
And every time I imagined one of the characters would hold something in and, like, let it blow up and, like, it be a dark moment, they just ended up talking it out. Like, when Ted was having such a hard time with his divorce, which was, like, so sad to watch, yeah. And it just broke your heart. He comes in the next day, and he kind of has a freak out and yells at everybody. He, like, completely apologizes to him right away. He immediately talks to the coach and Nate and Higgins about what's going on in his life, mm-hmm. and creates the Diamond Dogs. No one lets anything get to them in a way that is too detrimental. Like, they really all just talk it out and are there for one another, and it's so refreshing to see.
Totally. Also, the town is so cute, and all I want to do is now move to England and live in a town with a pub where everybody goes to watch the soccer game. And, like, I just love how,
yeah.
Ted would walk down the street at the beginning and they would all, like, roast him, and all the people that lived in the town would just be so mean to him, and he would just so genuinely be like, I appreciate that, thank you, you know, we're gonna try to, like, he just, like, took it all in stride.
Even how, like, they all called him wanker.
Yeah.
And then they all, like, screamed wanker at him, and then the one game they all start, like, cheering wanker, and he's like, they're saying the same thing, and coach was like, but it sounds different.
Yeah, exactly. Like, everybody, he literally wears the entire town down, and then everybody just ends up loving him. But the thing is, on paper, or if you haven't watched it and you're hearing people describe it this way or us describe it this way or whatever, you think it's going to be so cheesy and so corny, but I think it's just because they're just coming to it from such an authentic, earnest place. There's moments that are, like, cute, yeah. cheese, and you're like, oh, you know, but it never to the point where it's, like, hard to watch.
No, it's the exact opposite. Like, I want to be watching it. I wish I could watch one episode of Ted Lasso every night for the rest of my life. I think, like, if I could just fall asleep to this show.
I completely agree. And what's sad is there's only going to be 3 seasons, so we're not even going to get that much of it.
It breaks my heart to think it could possibly... I honestly want the 3rd season to come out in, like, 10 years.
I know. But maybe that's a good thing, you know? Maybe it's better to have a short spurt that goes off with the same level of affection and it's not something that drags on.
I mean, I do totally appreciate a show that starts off knowing how it's going to end. Like, same. I just think there's something very beautiful and just way better about that than, like, losing momentum. What was your favorite moment of the show?
I loved the scene where they all are going around, the whole team, and they're telling their, you know, they have to bring in an object that really means something to them, and they have this whole ceremony, because you start to hear more about the backgrounds of different people, and it's when Roy tells the story of the first time he was in London when he was 9 by himself, mm-hmm. and the characters do have depth, and I feel like that's what makes it not cheesy. And then just, like, the season finale is so good, because I was like, there's no way they're going to win, but you'd still get so excited when they start to win, and, like, oh, you just want
it.
They were so close.
And when they start cheering for Roy, it kills you.
Kills.
And it is insane, like, just soccer in England, like, the whole country is rooting for them and has this, obviously there are a few different teams, but it's just, like, it is such a cool thing, and I, you know, I'm not a big fan of sports, but just, like, watching the momentum and the excitement, and it brings everybody together.
Yeah. What was your favorite moment?
I swear to God, I could watch it a billion times when they make Nate coach.
Oh, and my God.
He gets so mad because there's a new towel boy, bottle boy. I don't know what Nate's job was before, but he just, like, how everyone in the whole team, Rebecca's there, Higgins is there, coach, and Ted Lasso are there, and they bring him the cake. It is just the happiest moment of any show. I'm smiling even thinking about it.
Me too.
Nate is such an incredible character. The suit, when he gets the suit, and Ted Lasso's like, we gotta get you a new suit. What is this suit?
I also love the scene when Rebecca is hearing, it's sort of in the beginning, the interview, and she thought it was going to totally rip him to shreds, and we hear the interviewer talking about how, yes, he's going to lose, and yes, he's not going to be a good enough coach, but he says, I won't be happy when he does, or something, and I feel like that's, yes, like the turning point where you're like, oh, he's starting to get to people.
Trent Crim.
Yes.
I loved that guy. I just love when he wore Roy down and he's like, you know, it makes you really hard to love you in the, like, the last episode. And Ted says to Coach, he's like, did you hear that? He said he loved me. I feel like the show is literally telling you, you can still get shit done and you don't have to be mean. And, like, you can still get what you want in life and you don't have to be mean.
Yeah, you can be successful and good at your job and lead a team and just be nice.
I have not enough compliments for this show.
I totally agree. I wonder where we're going to go from here. Like, are there going to be other players?
So it was very impressive because the other day I was explaining to someone, now I'm forgetting if I'm even using the right word, but, like, what relegated? And I was explaining to, like, a guy what it meant. And they were like, how do you know that? And I was like, it's in Ted Lasso.
Duh.
So I think now they're going to have to work their way to get back into the league.
Right. Right, right, right.
So, like, they have to work their way up. And then the third season, I want them to, like, win the whole thing.
They better. I know it's going to be. They need to.
I am all about, I don't care how cheesy some people might think it is, I want a happy ending at the end of this third season.
Oh, there's got to be. There's got to be. What are we excited about watching moving forward?
We're both watching Call Your Agent.
My agent, yes.
My agent. Some of us are watching it more intensely than others, apparently. Also, I gotta be honest, I'm gonna be watching that show, Ginny and Georgia.
Are you still gonna watch it after Taylor Swift made her comment about it?
No. So this... You know, anyone who knows me knows I'm a gigantic Taylor Swift fan. She's basically the only musical artist I listen to. And I was so excited for Ginny and Georgia because they told me it was, like, a modern day Gilmore Girls, which is my favorite thing. What more could I want? And then they had to make a negative comment about Taylor Swift. Mm. So it kills me.
Which, like, to be honest, is a little, like, 2015. You know what I mean? Like,
well, that's isn't what a joke Taylor over? Was, like, 2010 called. Yeah.
I just started Dead to Me. I had started it a long time ago. I had watched the pilot and I liked it, but for some reason I just sort of fell off. So I'm back on James Marsden.
It's a quirky show.
Yeah. James Marsden is a career I would love to do a deep dive into at some point because it's just a very strange career. We could talk about that at a later date, but, you know.
Yeah.
I'm enjoying the show so far.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well,
that's all we got for today.
That is all we have for today.